All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I bet you hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down,
Ramchuk. Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
One of the last times you're going to hear that intro. Episode 294 of the Real Life Podcast. I'm Tyler Ramchuk. Bag Milk, Jay, Chalmers, and the man who is very angry that Soulja Boy is not in our new intro and wants him on the pod desperately, Wanye.
You have to click like four buttons on Cameo and Soulja Boy will say whatever you want.
Or even Jody Hyrola. You know, I'd be into that.
No!
Riff-rap.
Soulja Boy! Big Soulja!
You
inventor of the iSoulja watch.
The what?
Then just all he says is you are listening to the Real Life Podcast.
We could get him to say oodle noodle stuff, Jay, and you could use it as a bootleg oodle noodle ad. We could hit him up at the beginning. We just need to make him say at the beginning, happy birthday. So he thinks it's a birthday greeting. And then we can get him to say all manner of shit that we can chop and use for whatever we want.
This podcast is brought to you by the HGA Group. There are certain things that can take your business to the next level. One of them is Soulja Boy clips. The other is the HGA Group. I'll let you decide which one you want to use. It was built to serve you better. HGA Group. We love them very much. Good partners. Good partners.
This podcast is also brought to you by The Sun. It's here now.
It's doing its job, it too. It's now. The Sun is really working hard, too.
Yeah, The Sun is here. Sun is here now.
How is the living arrangements for everybody where you're at? Tyler, you're in an apartment, are you?
Yeah, second floor of the little condo complex I'm in. No AC. I'm running three fans in my house. Might die at any moment. This room I'm in right now gets direct sunlight as the sun rises. So I am cooking in here. Like I might go tarps opti at some point.
I was going to say, and yet you're still wearing a shirt. I don't get it.
Do the fans help or are they just blowing hot air around?
They're just blowing hot air around. It's miserable here. It's like living in a Florida swamp.
Jay, what is the status of Little Brick's heating and cooling vis-a-vis the new air conditioner?
Oh, it's an ice box in the office.
Right is now. It really an ice box?
I had to go have lunch outside because I'm cold.
For real?
So that's nice. Yeah, but the funny thing is it's so hot outside. I spent 8 minutes enjoying a delicious breakfast sandwich, and I had my phone out, and that thing was smoking hot in 8 minutes. Nuclear. My watch that I was wearing was hot. It's legit. My house, it is last night at 9 p.m. It was 31.5 degrees on our main floor. I live in a bungalow. In the house. I don't have AC. So I had I slept in the basement.
Last summer, I picked up an old air conditioner unit, probably from the 80s. And this thing sounds like there's a jet engine going in my house. nonstop, but that's just the way it has to be. And I imagine my power bill for June is going to be $9,000 when it comes in, but
worth it.
This is where it's at. It is a comfortable, quote unquote, 24 degrees in my house right now.
And oh, I would it take is that in rising. A heartbeat. I would take that in a heartbeat.
If only you could take some of the cold from the office home, Jay, like in a sack of cold and bring it home and let it out.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's uncomfortably warm in my
work from right home now. And live in that room. Like move your living space into the office.
Oh, that'd be fun. Breakfast like sandwiches whenever you want.
Yeah, I would. It'd be very cool. I could actually sleep with a blanket in here.
It's last brutal. Night, I took Frank out for a walk at like 11:30, and it was still 26, 27 degrees. It's just madhouse. It's just nuts out there.
Yeah, hot dogs moving slow in this heat.
Smells like you're on vacation. You know when you
Yeah, it does, Chalmers. Yeah,
when you're in like Phoenix or Mexico or something, and you're in your hot or your cold hotel room or something, and then you like go outside and you get that feeling and that smell. That's what it smells like here. I've never smelled it like that before.
Mm-hmm. And not having been anywhere, it's so good to feel that. Hey,
during the pandemic, I know.
I love hot weather, but like it's just not the same unless I'm on vacation. So that smell just makes me like really ramps up my yearning to go on vacation.
Well, this is a pretty sustained heat wave, your M Chuck. Like that'd be if you got drunk every day, I'd be concerned for you.
Drink water, people. Stay hydrated.
You should have seen us this weekend. We had a baseball game on Saturday and a baseball game on Sunday, and so we're basically playing ball for 2.5-3 hours. And good thing the dugouts are shaded, but we brought so much water for these kids and like sunscreened them up. We did it like my coach did this genius thing where he went and bought like a brand new weed sprayer, right? And just filled it with like ice cold water. So obviously it had never been used for like any sort of pesticides or anything yet. Yeah. But he would just spray us all down like at all times. Yeah. It was like a miss. It was a godsend, man. I put sunscreen all over me and somehow forgot behind my ears. And like they are... Like I have to wear my hats up high right now. I can't put on my earphones because they have those things that go around. They are so bad, man. It's the little things. You just don't. You're just not used to it, eh? And you do this. Yeah,
the sun finds every nook and cranny.
Yeah, I think baseball might be canceled for the week though, because it's just like there's no way we can put these kids out practicing in this. It's
brutal. Put anyone out.
You don't have a television contract that you have to uphold.
Yeah, exactly.
Charles, exactly. When I played baseball as a kid, there was once we were in BC for a tournament and it was so hot. Same thing, like 40 degrees. And one of the moms found, I don't know where you can even get them, but ice necklaces. So halfway through the game, she came around and every kid got an ice necklace to wear for the rest of the game. And the ice would melt down your shirt. It felt so fucking good. So there's one idea.
I've been eyeing this thing on Amazon for Frank, but I wish there was a bag milk size one. It's a vest that you, it's like a vest that you put in the freezer. And I need one of those.
I've been putting cold towels in my freezer, like
toss
them in the freezer.
One of the tricks I learned in Hermosillo, living down there, because it's like one of the hottest places in Mexico, is you take your underwear, you douse them in water, and you throw them in the freezer. You don't want them to like freeze together, but if you get them really cold and you put them on, you will feel amazing if it's really hot out.
It's the reverse Canadian one.
It's unbelievable, man. Dryer, like, you know? Especially if you're a guy that hits you right in the beans where you need it the most and you are feeling freezing cold. And if you run around outside in the heat, it's kind of the reverse of being in a spa and jumping in the snow.
We are potentially, if you could wrap your head around this, a 70 degree Celsius difference from when the coldest time in the winter is. 70 degrees difference right now.
That's insane.
Well, no wonder why our roads and infrastructure break all the time, because like that's extreme swings.
Yep.
Oh, huge. But like summer in Phoenix is like this. Summer in Phoenix is like this all the time. I do all not know how these people go to work. I don't know how they get anything done. I don't know how any of their stuff still works. Like one fucking week in this, and I guarantee like stuff outside of my backyard is going to be broken.
How are you handling it since you kind of work outside, Charles?
Well, you know, here's the good thing. I don't really work outside that much. When I, you know, the places that I'm going to frequent today all kind of have air conditioning in them. So I'm lucky that way. It's good for also the trades because they want to be at our houses because they have air conditioning. So they're choosing to come and do our work when it's when there's other work to be done that kind of might be in a house that's, you know, newly framed. But of course, I'm doing this podcast from my truck, so I'm sure I'll use a bit more gas than I was expecting today when I keep my truck on the whole time. So you know what? I'm doing pretty good, man. And like my house has air conditioning. The problem with my house is that it's like older. And I renovated it, but I didn't really take the attic insulation out. And so like my main floor can be 20 degrees. My basement's like 17 and my upper floor is like 24. So it's, you know, you try to like change the venting so that it pushes more air upstairs, but it just doesn't matter. Like in this, it's almost impossible to get it to, I got the vents all closed in the basement and mostly closed on the main floor, trying to push all that air upstairs. And it's just, you know, so I'm still one of the lucky ones that does have AC. And I know that my heating and cooling guys right now are working. They're probably installing three a day.
Wow.
And they're going from 6 a.m. till like 10 o'clock at night, installing three air conditioners a day. And they are just, they're like, just don't even call me until this is over. I'm like, yep.
Stacking it up.
I get it. Yeah.
Bat stacks. Are there any like home tips for when it gets this hot, Charles? Like any potential dangers out there?
Freeze your underwear.
Well, yes.
I mean, not really. I mean, you have two ways that the house is going to be set up, right? You're either going to have air conditioning or you're not. If you don't have air conditioning, you know, and you think that opening your windows and having fans is going to help, it might help for like a breeze. But I really
go get an air mattress and live in your basement, man. If it's really that hot, go live in your basement. That'd be my advice.
It's true. I mean, we can say this now. We were over at Jay's house having outside time. Never really went. I mean, I don't know, but they went and slept in their basement on Saturday. How or Friday night? How was that?
Well, it was necessary,
but it was better, no, right, Jim? Like,
oh yeah,
but it was better.
It's probably. Oh, it feels like it's not 15 degrees cooler, but it feels like it's like the drop in temperature is significant. Like when you come up from our basement to our main floor, about three steps. Face. Yeah, like three steps before I get to the main floor, it's like I hit a wall of heat. It's like you were entering into a different universe.
Yeah. It's brutal. Yeah.
That's so, like walking into my bedroom. My bedroom is like, it may as well have its own, you know,
climate. Is that from all the sexual like heat generated within, or what's that about?
Yeah, a lot of one-man band going on in there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
The soloist.
But yeah, so the only thing that I can really, you know, say is that if you have like a two-story house, what I've been doing is, you know, obviously hot air rises. That was pretty something everybody learned in grade four. If you turn like the bath fans on in the second floor, that can help to suck out some of the hot air. The problem with that is air needs to be replaced with other air, right? Yeah. And so it's going to find ways to basically bring in. There's really just no good way to go about it other than just put fans on you and mist yourself with water and take cold showers.
Yeah, you just got to ride it out.
Create a small amount of air conditioned space. You don't have to do the whole house. Just get like a portable one and just do your couch.
Or just eat watermelon like I am. Just watermelons as a whole every day.
Have you tried another one? Would freezing it be good? If you froze a watermelon, then it would be like
I wonder.
Yeah.
Frozen fruit is the best.
Get it out of the it really frozen is. Because I do that with bananas from my little homie. I chop them up, throw them in the freezer, and give them a nice little treat when it's hot.
You go freeze a bunch of grapes, need those, and tell them Uncle Wanye sent you. That's a good day's work.
Absolutely.
There's another way you can beat the heat. Lots of pina coladas. I drank way too many. What is the one that's, Miami Vice. It's half daiquiri, half pina colada, right?
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa, when did that come? I've been in a pandemic. When was that invented?
That sounds like a sugary.
You never had a Miami Vice?
No.
Are you saying I feel like I've had it in Mexico. Vice. Yeah.
Well,
Vice.
Okay. For sure.
All I've had a Bahama Mama.
That sounds like the kind of drink, though, that you can't have too many of those. That sounds like a lot of sugar.
Yeah, a lot of sugar.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, your back starts to hurt. Like, yeah, it affects your body in a very negative way. But man, does it get you drunk? You put some white rum in there. Oh, is that good?
Chalmers, you've been murdering Slurpees these days or what?
My son said to me yesterday, he said it was the first time they ever saw me get a large Slurpee. And it was necessary. We went to a Slurpee store I'm just going to say it. 7-Eleven, stop fucking around. You guys are awful. Nobody wants Slurpuccinos and dragon fruit Slurpees, my man. Nobody wants six different types of Mountain Dew.
Now, hold on. Do you think 7-Eleven? Do you think 7-Eleven is a guy?
Yes.
Like when you said yeah, my man.
That guy.
The is there guy a guy at a desk in your mind who's like, fuck you, yeah. Chalmers?
Mr. 7-Eleven.
Mr. Slurpee.
I can help you. So here's another. Here's something I thought about, too. Yeah,
I can help you. A lot of Slurpees.
I can help you. We actually drove way out of the way to go to one of my favorite Slurpee stores that has 12 different flavors and always rocks the classics and never has one that's out.
Brand name?
It's a Circle K.
Okay. Okay. Why not?
I have talked about it before. It is the one in Collingwood on like 174th Street.
Why are you admitting this to us? Like you're telling us something shocking. Like, hey guys, you know what? It's Circle K. And if you don't want to be my friend, I'm standing beside it.
No, the more shocking thing was that I drove to ball with my son's best friend and his dad, who also coaches, become a very good friend of mine. And he actually lived through me stopping at a Slurpee store, getting back in the car and going way out of our way before taking him home to go to the Slurpee store that I wanted to. And I said, I know this is ridiculous. And he said, yeah, no, it's pretty ridiculous. And I said, I don't care. We're going to the one. But why wouldn't they sell a Slurpee flavor that is like pina colada or strawberry daiquiri? Obviously virgin.
Yeah.
And you could take those home.
Spike them.
With some body.
Spike them.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny. Yeah. The reason I brought this up, Chalmers, is because I went and got a Slurpee yesterday, and I went to a 7-Eleven kind of by my house, and the selection was atrocious.
Atrocious.
I don't want Crystal Light, man.
No, who does?
Crystal Light.
Not only will they refuse you the old pizza that you want over the new fresh pizza, they won't give you any kind of variety of Slurpee flavors.
Yeah, you have a lot of beef with convenience store.
No, just 7-Eleven. Just 7-Eleven.
When you think of Slurpees,
yeah, you're there all the time.
7-Eleven not synonymous with Slurpees?
Well, that's where the Slurpee is from. Everything else is like a Frost or whatever. Like the Slurpee is 7-Eleven.
When you walk through the doors of a 7-Eleven, Chalmers, are you ready for war each and every time?
Sounds like it.
I wish, we talked about this, that there should be an app that tells me what Slurpees are mixing in your location so I don't have to waste my time to go there and find out it's only Crystal Light, Dragon Fruit.
Why don't you go to your favorite 7-Eleven, give the guy at the counter $20 and get him on your team and say I'm going to text you and I want you to tell me what kind of Slurpees you're rocking.
Give him the playbook.
Give them some dough. Get them on side.
Because I wouldn't do that for them. I would do that for there's a Circle K right down the street from my house, like literally in between mine and JR's, and we live very close.
You could not be more pro Circle K. We understand that you love. Hey, is it the Circle K by Uncle Glenn's?
Yes.
That's a good Circle K. I used to get candy there as a child.
That's where the good Slurpees are at. Hey, that's not far from my house.
No. The one that's closer to your house, Bag Milk.
The one that's closer to your house, Collingwood. By the Subway and the Pizza Hut.
Oh, it's in that
one. Oh, that one.
Oh, okay.
That one has 12 flavors. Always beautiful.
Yeah. Can we get some social media content out of you with this bag milk? Can you go walk over and take some vids?
It's really not far from my place at all.
We have a lot of storyline content to shoot off this pod, and we really need to start chipping away.
What does that mean?
Because we keep saying we're going to do all this stuff.
What is storyline content?
Like Tyler tries or saying like bag milk saying like, I'm going to go get a Slurpee. Chalmers recording any 7-Eleven experience that he has and documenting it. That needs to be pushed out.
We could have been on the ground floor of this disc golf contest because disc golf this weekend took the world by storm.
Oh my God.
It was the number one player.
Listen, Lou Bega. There will come a day where no one wants to watch Mumbo number 5. So enjoy your moment, disc golf.
We've been talking about Chalmers. We are at the ground floor because we've been talking about it for 3 months.
Yeah, but Lou Bega got that money, and we're not getting that money out of the disc golf thing.
Do you think there's money to be made from disc golf?
Yeah, the guy who now is the number one in disc golf just signed a 10-year, $10 million deal with a disc company.
100%.
$10 million? That's more money than Steel Side Bottom.
No, than Buddy Franklin.
Oh, Buddy Franklin, yeah.
let me play this out for you.
It's a good AFL joke, Bag Milk. Sorry.
Let me play this out for you. Okay, so... Five-time 5-time world disc golf champion. I think his name was Mark.
Buddy Franklin.
No, don't interrupt me because this is going to be good. Listen, Paul McBeth, 5-time world champion, was leading by 1 in the World Disc Golf Championship on Saturday night.
Okay.
And my boy, James Conrad, throws a 247-yard hole. It was a hole-in-one, but it was a birdie because it's only a par 2. So he gets a birdie to push a playoff, right? Then he goes on to win the championship and dethrone the king right now. And in that clip you see from Utah, the place is packed. There's literally like
5,000 people there.
I saw this clip. Yeah.
There's people running everywhere. It was amazing. And there's no wonder all the biggest media outlets are like, yeah, this was amazing content because, like, you see it from every angle. It's like the perfect shot. I don't know, man. It took literally the weekend by storm. Disc golf had a huge weekend.
Yeah, it's on the map now. It is on the mainstream map.
And we helped get it there.
And it's one of those videos too. That one clip is one of those videos too where you're like, you know what? It might be fun to go watch some.
It looked like just a good yell, which is ultimately what I want from sports. Oh, it's just everybody yelling.
The roar and then the guy that sunk it, like just beelining it for the chance to get his rock. If that's what you call it a rock. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it. But can we all agree with one thing? James Conrad, the guy running and after, looks exactly like what a disc golfer should look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Just a baked up hippie running down the fairway to go get after he banged some chains to tie the world.
This guy got a $10 million 10-year deal, you said?
The guy that he just dethroned signed a 10-year $10 million deal.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
So, you gotta add some more context to the video because when the guy runs to the chains to get his disc, there's just a random like shirtless guy in like USA shorts running hot laps, and then some random girl runs up to him and kisses him. Like it's just like
a fan kisses a fan.
It had like everything. Like it was like the moment that like that's what sports was like that they used to like talk about in like the 70s. Yeah. And, like they didn't have security or anything like that. Like that's like 1984 Stanley Cup winning. Everyone rushing the ice. You know, everyone getting pregnant, like crazy.
Everyone getting pregnant.
Everyone was pregnant back then.
Everyone was pregnant.
It did remind me of that, though.
Yeah.
That's like when the Oilers would win the cup and dudes would just jump the glass. And then
people
like,
throw their kids Glenn on Anderson, the ice. They go run Glenn with the Anderson, legends.
Yeah. Glenn Anderson giving some guy in street clothes a hug because he's not feeling
you do that now, there's a sniper on the scoreboard. He'll shoot you dead.
I love when these kind of niche sports have a vibe like that, you know, because that clip, it just, everybody was having the best time. It was exactly what I want from sports. I feel the same way about darts.
It was pure.
It was pure. Darts is very pure.
Darts is pure.
Darts is
I want to get banged up in a banana costume and go watch darts. Like that's what I want to do. And I feel the same way about disc golf.
Well, yeah, disc golf, at least you could probably see what the hell's going on. Darts, you're trying to watch something that's like, 4 inches long and being thrown from like you're like 500 feet away
you're watching the screens.
But then it's not pure. I like to see with my own eye.
Did you guys see the other clip that was making the rounds, the viral clip this weekend from the Tour de France?
Did you see Surveyor Brett's meme about it?
Love it.
That was good. Surveyor Brett made a meme where the guy holding out the sign was like the nonsense on the Real Life podcast, and the biker crashing into it was Yaremchuk's show topics.
The best. So it is about
Bag Milk.
Yes.
Bag Milk, do you know that lady right now is a fugitive of the law? The French police are looking for her because the Tour de France organization wants to sue her for obstruction of the event.
Yeah.
How many people crashed?
Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody but 4. So if you picture this, there's like 5, there's like 60 rows of 5 guys each, 5 guys across. Yeah. She hits the first guy in the first row, and the other 4 dudes that are with him, they're the only 4 that make it past this absolute.
Yeah.
And then you see them all picking up their bikes. It was, if I was in the middle of that, I would have been freaking out because there's people on bikes all on top of me.
They're stepping all over each other like that. Yep. Well, that was...
Did anybody try and Evel Knievel the pile of bikes like in the field? Like, okay, hey, going over.
I'm surprised it didn't happen by accident.
This is just like that time I fell off my bike.
Yeah, this is just like
exactly
it.
Like that.
Exactly. Just so, like so there was a rogue sign you ran into.
Yeah.
What did the sign that she put out say?
I don't know.
It was in French.
It said, "Hey, grandmas and grandpas," and it was in half German, half.
It said, "Hey, French. Grandmas and grandpas."
Yeah, hey, grandmas and grandpas.
What the hell does that mean?
It says "Allez."
It depends.
It says "Allez opi omi," so it's like "Go opi omi."
So she put that sign out to shout out her grandma and grandpa?
And almost killed
people. That's what it seems like.
I thought it was like a Golden Palace scenario, but I guess it wasn't.
This is why...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is why we can't have... Oh, hello. Go after you. After you, sir.
We really need to get back in the studio.
Okay. I want to take this one step further. I'm glad all these bikers fell. And they're all complaining that people are on the road. As a driver... I see bikes on the road, and you know what I think is one of the most annoying things in the world? When they get in the way. They just got their comeuppance. They're complaining right now that people are in the way. Bikers. Isn't that rich? They're always in the way of cars.
Always. I have no ill will for people who choose bikes as their mode of transportation.
Got their comeuppance.
I like that Chalmers got beef with the bikers in the Tour de France.
This is for all the drivers out there that can't stand seeing a biker taking up a driving lane when they're at 7 a.m. when they're trying to get to work, when the dude can just go on the sidewalk for 5 seconds and let me get past them. This is for all.
That's why we need more bike lanes.
No, if you haven't seen the clip, if you haven't seen this Tour de France clip, don't worry, folks. It will be in the article on the site because it is something you need to see.
Well, grandma and grandpa. What the fuck?
Bring it back to the disc golf. I know you guys already mentioned, but I got tagged in that video like 30 times.
Me too. So many times. It was in my DMs. I was getting tagged in it. It was just everybody was tagging all of us in it. It was making rounds.
Quickly here before we get on to another thing, just quick shout out to our friends at Twig and Berries. That promo code is Nation15, gets you 15% off. They have some beautiful short sleeve shirts, you know, clothes that are going to keep you nice and comfy in the heat.
Buy them and freeze them, kids. Buy them and freeze them.
Buy a new pack of Nutsack underwear for the sole intention of it being your freezer underwear and just keep throwing it in your freezer.
Call them the Wanyes.
I think one more thing about the Tour de France.
Sure.
Is it about underwear?
Yeah, maybe. It's a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
So, ooh. Did any of us know that the Tour de France was on right now?
No.
I'm
we sure fucking do
France.
Now. And you know what? If you were
It just cost them 96% of the field.
No, they were all fine. There was small bumps and they stopped the race, so the four guys didn't even get an advantage. They stopped the race. They let everybody get back up, and they started. It was 100 meters in. If you were gonna do something like this, and you were the organizer of the Tour de France, and like, wouldn't you do it 100 meters into the race and make sure?
You think the Tour de France has this little integrity left after all the doping scandals that they're purposefully crashing the entire race,
guys? What is
say ball? Say ball.
According to cyclingtips.com, 21 riders were injured in that crash.
Oh, the first guy would have had to have done something to his shoulder or collarbone or face or something.
Oh, he was at the bottom of the pile for sure.
They should arrest the grandma and grandpa. Let's start with them.
Cardboard. He doesn't deserve to compete if he got taken out by a piece of cardboard.
What? Have you ever ridden a bike in your life?
Well, the thing is he has nowhere to go because that road, they just cram that little tiny road.
If you want to get that girl, you start with the grandparents. That's where the investigation starts. She'll try and get in touch to say sorry.
What country speaks both French and German?
Switzerland.
Belgium.
Whoa, France. Switzerland.
Would Belgium?
Switzerland.
No, Belgium is
Belgium. They speak French like five languages there.
French, Flemish, which is like a hybrid of French and Dutch, and then Dutch.
Esperanto.
Probably Esperanto.
Oh, my favorite.
You know what Esperanto is, Yamchuk?
No.
They tried to create a new language that they were intending to take over the world and be the universal language, Esperanto. And it was like a thing in like the 70s. And they even recorded a full feature-length movie in Esperanto with William Shatner.
Oh.
They tried to make it into a thing before things became things online, and no one did it really.
Yeah, now's the chance to try to really get it out there. Make it a TikTok movement.
For show. Bring back Esperanto.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Ramchuck. Good talking to you. But we should get on a podcast together and discuss the issues of the day.
I learned what Esperanto is. That's actually good for me. I didn't know what
you
it
have
was.
No further questions. You didn't know there was a language invented 30 years ago. You have no follow-up questions.
Did it actually catch any wind, or is this just like an obscure thing that like 1% of the population remembers?
Not even. People wrote books in it and shit.
They tried
their best.
Okay.
Imagine how to make a thing go before online, before social media.
Yeah.
So you had to send out books and shit.
Did you know this thing take off? Well, I don't know. Does anybody these days speak Esperanto?
Speaking of languages, though, like trying to like create a new one, like there was a language that was spoken by a lot of people that they don't speak anymore and they still write in it is Latin.
Oh, pig Latin.
Well, no, real,
yeah.
Real.
No, the oh, real Latin. Latin. Yeah, yeah. Cow Latin.
Find me something written in pig Latin.
I don't even remember the rules of pig Latin. Like, fuck.
I think you take like the first letter and put it on the end and add an A.
This is
so your
bullshit,
name would be man. Like Weiler Tay or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do we need to do this again, though? As a kid, I was like, this will outsmart everybody when I learned it. But like, who am I trying to outsmart with this shit?
Yeah.
Akfe? Anyewa?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
This podcast est bullshit, bae.
You almost spoke Esperanto. Hey!
Oh, shit. Right now.
Why do you add the S in there?
I don't know.
Pitse. Anyways.
I am so sweaty right now that I feel like I might pass out at any given moment. I have a cold towel around my neck that I ran and got out of my freezer as well, but I'm struggling.
Both here, nutsacks in the freezer.
Let's pop that tarp off, buddy.
Tell us your topics one by one right now, the topics that we're not going to get to just in case you do pass out.
Okay.
That's true.
Number one, we need to pick a day to shoot our disc golf video.
Yes, Josh
Here's
Park
what I'm thinking.
Is on us.
What if we just picked a Thursday, one of the upcoming Thursdays, not this Thursday because it's Canada Day, but what about like next Thursday when we all set aside time to record the podcast? Let's just meet at the disc golf area, and that way people who are expecting a Thursday episode, they won't get that, but to make up for it, they'll be able to watch our beautifully produced disc golf game in video.
So in
could we do that on the Monday instead of Thursday?
Yeah, we could do a Monday. I could do a Monday.
Because the Thursday next week, or the 9th, the one that you were talking about, I've got a CT scan for my elbow, which I'm getting surgically repaired for my future upcoming disc golf career. So it's a long game. So I can't do it Thursday.
Smart.
So then let's
go into it Monday. Medicine, by the way.
So then the other part of this is who is all participating in this disc golf match? Is it all of us? Wanya, are you in?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You know I can't allow myself to be photographed. My religion prohibits it.
But Bagged Milk, are you in if JP dubs out your face?
Yeah, of course.
So then what we should do is I think it'd be entertaining if we did best disc, like best ball, and did 2v2. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, come at us.
So like Charles,
the old boys will take you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Bagged Milk and myself against Jay and Chalmers. And for the record, none of us have ever disc golfed before, ever.
I
played like three holes once.
Okay.
Yeah, but you and Chalmers have played a lot of Aerobee through over the years. You got to
throw an Aerobee. I haven't thrown Aerobee.
Riding a bike.
But Bagged Milk has a good arm from playing fetch with his dog. So I have that working.
Oh, I got a fucking gun.
Yeah, you and you're still young, Chuck. So you're throwing shit like crazy. So Chalmers and I will enter. We'll go our old Lee Garden days, Chalmers, and we'll go in as our team name will be Guido and Slick. And come at us. That was our stage name when we would go to Lee Gardens in West Edmonton and sing karaoke.
So
now
are
Chalmers
in...
was Guido and who was Slick? Who was who?
I was the Guido. Chalmers was
Slick. Oh, wow.
Remember, I was tall, tanned, and I had two earrings.
Hey, I remember the looks.
And I was GTL.
Slick? Chalmers, why were you wearing a fedora? And you had a Tommy gun with you at the time, as was the fashion.
I was short, and some people would say that I was very slick at a lot of different things.
So we're planning this for Monday, even though there's a 40% chance of rain. I think we'll get it in though. Couldn't be that bad.
Like this coming Monday?
Yeah. Heat wave's over by then. I mean, it's still gonna be like 28.
I may still be at the lake.
Ah.
Hey JR, think of our Bagged Milk.
Maybe we can do it Tuesday then?
Think of our team outfit, JR. Our team nation outfit.
I'm wearing a Speedo.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. We'll figure this out off the podcast.
We're coming.
Oh, we'll need a couple things blurred out. Eh, there, Big Mo.
This would be Chalmers or nut sacks.
Yeah. Oh, this is just an ad for Twig and Berries. We're all out there rocking the nut sacks, and that's it.
Yeah,
greasy.
Freeze them up. Use your lotions.
The other thing I'd written down is that, speaking of video content, we could do a couple Tyler tries one day. We can even just like crush out like three of them in a day. I don't know what I'm going to be trying. What are
we doing? Have you tried sushi?
Can we go? Yeah, I was going to say, can we go for sushi?
Okay,
we try mustard.
Just like regular mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had mustard before.
Weirdo.
I don't like it, but I've had it.
Oh, I'm surprised. I love mustard. All its varieties as well.
Have you tried medium salsa?
Yep, that's my go-to is medium salsa. Nothing.
Have you tried crusts on bread?
Yeah, I had crusts.
You strike me as the kind of person you're like, if there's crusts on that sandwich, I will behead you.
No.
Have you tried the banana spring rolls at Oodle Noodle yet?
No, that could be one Tyler tries. Like a delicious one to mix in there? I'm down.
No, well, yeah, we'll do that as like an in-between aperitif to reset your palate for the next challenge.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do my banana spring roll review right now.
Ooh.
I had them this weekend, and it took me back to my childhood, and I will tell you why. Does anybody here remember the restaurant called Chi Chi?
Yes.
Obviously,
I love Chi Chi.
That's OG. That is an olden days restaurant.
Wow.
Chi Chi's was a Mexican restaurant, and for dessert there, they had this thing called deep fried ice cream. And what it was the bananas were deep fried, the ice cream was deep fried, the chocolate sauce, and the minute
we're in the Wayback Machine now, folks.
I just started looking for vanilla ice cream and chocolate sauce, man. And I put it on there, and I'm telling you right now, you know those things you've had or that song you've heard and you just never know where to find it, never know how to get it ever again? This is like 30 years in the making that I now know how I can have deep fried ice cream again. So thank you.
By putting it with banana spring rolls, you're saying it's close enough to that experience.
It's exactly like it. Not it's exactly like it, because the ice cream would have like a coating on it as well in original, like traditional deep fried ice cream. But listen, we're most of the way there, so I'm fine with it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It was good. They are delicious as hell, man. Did you have the Nutella on there liberally applied?
No, because the minute I took the first bite, I went and grabbed vanilla ice cream and chocolate sauce.
Interesting. Well, the chocolate sauce is Nutella.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really like Nutella.
No, just a damn minute.
Yeah, what?
Now just hold your horses. What do you mean you don't like Nutella?
I think you do. You just don't know it.
I think you don't know.
Something about a chocolate spread. I don't know. Like,
oh, my God. It's a chocolate bar. It's a chocolate bar.
Just kidding. I like it then.
You're full of shit. If you take nuts and you crush up some nuts and put it in Nutella and put it on anything microwaved, it is chocolate sauce.
Yeah. No, 100%. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know.
I wasn't down with it until pandemic.
I love Nutella.
And now I'm heavy fucks with it.
Google search Chi Chi's, everybody. It was a fucking
I just pulled tradition. Up a photo of it. It was amazing.
It just referred you to a link to youareold.net.
They had a peanut butter and jam like quesadilla or something. And like, you know, as a 9-year-old, like that was the shit.
How do you even find a photo of this place?
It was an institution.
You had to get a
fax. I think there was two locations. There's like one in the north and one in the south.
Yeah, was this a chain?
Yeah.
A local
chain. If I remember, they had like a catchy song.
It's like the Julio's of its day, kind of.
The only song that's going through my head right now is Reading Rainbow for some reason.
Oh, there you go. That's maybe the motto of the place.
I think it's Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
I Googled Chi-Chi Edmonton, and two pictures of, I think, a pina colada showed up. A handful of photos from RuPaul's Drag Race, one of the seasons. There was a contestant named Chi-Chi.
And a link to this podcast live?
Well, no. And then also a picture of what appears to be a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo on a plate.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, delicious. I just straight up Googled Chi-Chi's, and the first thing came was Chi-Chi's deep fried ice cream.
Wow.
It's listening to me.
Yep.
Yeah, it knows.
Chi-Chi's still in business. The U.S. chain never recovered. So Chi Chi's restaurants are still in Europe, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates, and you can still.
Oh, no fair.
Okay, let's hop on a plane when we can.
In supermarket.
R.I.P. Chi Chi's.
All right.
We're just going to travel the world and just go to Chi-Chi's.
You know what else is a bomb ass restaurant from back in the day that had a similar type of menu was Maxwell Taylor's.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say similar menu. Like it was like a burger place, wasn't it? Like it's like
it was like an American chain restaurant.
This is the service version of Red Robin.
Yeah.
But it had free refills and like
that blew my mind as a child. I couldn't believe there was a restaurant gave me all the pop I wanted.
Yeah, I used to go there on Fridays and just challenge myself to how much root beer I could drink.
The beginnings of a fine career as an alcoholic.
Yeah. What's the record? You remember?
Oh, I don't know. My mom would make me stop.
You've had enough, JR. No one to say when. Yeah, I never will.
But like we'd go out. That was the Fridays tradition. Like it was that on Fridays, and then like Tuesdays or something, we'd go to Teddy's.
Didn't Maxwell Taylor's have parking lot? Like Eddie. Signs that said BMW only, the one on Jasper Ave.
What? Oh, I don't remember.
I swear the restaurant that's now the Rexall on Jasper Ave, some iteration of it had a sign that was like Porsche parking only, BMW parking only.
I think you're right, but I don't think that was Maxwell Taylor's because that did have a second. It was a couple other things. I can't remember what else was there, but yeah.
Chalmers, thoughts? I know you have an opinion. You son of a bitch.
Well, I don't know what that restaurant was. Maxwell Taylor's is a good place, though, but Teddy's has really got to me. Because
Teddy's is good.
Teddy's? They let kids in Teddy's?
Well, it turned into a casino, remember?
Yeah, it's still there.
But Teddy's used to be about the food, and now it's about the roast beef, and now it's about the VLTs.
The gambling.
They've got about 300 VLTs in there.
I remember how your dad was like convinced that there was like a secret shadow government that would have cabinet meetings at Teddy's. Well, and that's why he got so many VLTs.
Dad's thing was like the minister. Well, fuck. Okay, I won't say names, I guess, but the minister of that oversaw the gambling and gaming, I guess.
Yeah.
Gaming and liquor.
In the 70s.
No, this is in the like VLTs, I think, didn't come online until like the early 90s. He said that guy was at Teddy's all the time. He said that guy was at Teddy's all the time. We'll take it one step further.
Hey,
and that he would get then he would see him. And then he would see him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You and get next that? Thing you know, uh-oh. He's hitting sevens.
Really? He may call it in.
That is
I don't doubt it. If they asked me to design the
story that was told by my father to me, that what he allegedly saw, and we'll leave it at that.
If I designed the VLTs a la Prison Break, I would design a trapdoor. And I would make it so that every 714 hours, it pays out at the third spin. And whenever I wanted money, I just go hit it.
That's what Jay's dad thought. Jay's dad thought that if you put your money...
I know, he saw the patterns.
At the top of every hour, or the top of the hour, so zeros on the clock. If you inserted the money at exactly that point, you had a better chance of winning.
Bold. Yeah,
it's a very bold strategy.
Yeah, you should have wrote a book.
The best VLT game of all time was the double or nothing game where you had the two cards and you had to pick high or low. That was the greatest, funnest gambling game. Oh, yeah, ever.
That'd be a wild one.
And you could have like five in a row you could do.
You'd win a hand and then you could try to double it up. And then you could keep riding the double
like
up
four,
until
five,
you lost
six
it all.
Times. Oh, the best.
That was Jacks or Better.
That was a great game, too.
That was the game that had the double up, I think.
Yeah, that was the bonus round. Chalmers, remember you'd go play at the bar and then we'd have to shut for 2 hours to find the money to reopen because it was all the money we had when you would win.
I wasn't exactly a savvy businessman at that point. I didn't.
But you were winning more off the VLTs than we were owning the bar.
I know.
It was impressive.
It was.
Yeah.
The one time I was like, why? And then Jay was like, well, better him than a stranger winning, like I suppose.
He just called it in.
Called it in. Yeah. All three sevens, 4:15, Friday afternoon, first Friday in March.
Yeah.
Hits every time.
Dad was trying to get that guy the phone number, but couldn't. He was calling Stettler directly because I believe the VLTs were ran out of a server room in Stettler, Alberta.
I think that
take the conspiracy one step further.
Yes, even.
Oh, I thought you. I thought did someone else to add there.
I thought you were about to take the conspiracy one step further. No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, me? Well, I don't know where else. I was trying to connect a name to Stettler.
Oh, I see.
I know Katie Lang is from the Stettler consort area. So, and we've got beef with her, so we can hang it on.
We do have beef with Katie Lang.
There wasn't any.
Oh fuck! I tried to hit. I got a new button on my board. You ready for this?
Yeah.
You!
Hey!
That's actually... Oh, go do that again.
This one? Oh, no.
It's showtime!
Oh, yeah. Yep. They should bring in like the DMX come on, and they should bring in the you for some reason.
Yeah. You.
There is a DMX on here. I just don't know if I'm going to play the right one. It's an absolute guesswork whenever I hit these buttons on this one soundboard. Oh, there's Gucci Man. There's like 12 for Gucci Man.
What are you clicking on?
I have a rapper soundboard.
Last week, I missed when you guys had. Oh, God. When you guys did voicemails, did you get any?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get any?
Come on.
One was.
There we go.
One was, well.
One was porn, audio porn. Yeah,
effectively.
Nice.
Tyler's listened to it 55 girl. Times now.
Well, what else?
I keep waiting for a joke.
Great segue, though, Charles. What do we got for the Twig and Berry's voicemail box?
Yeah, so we got a few here on the voicemail box. Someone just keeps sending in automated karaoke. So, like, I'll give you one. I'm not going to play both of them, but here's one of them.
Guido and Slick.
Karaoke time. He came to town like a midwinter storm. He rode through the fields, so handsome and strong. His eyes was his tools and his smile was his gun. But all he had come for was having some fun. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married long time ago.
Well, that was hardly terrifying at all.
Listen. You know what we could do with those? If that didn't have Cotton Eye Joe in it, I don't think I would have known what song it was. But you could play like a guessing game about what song it is.
Yeah.
So you only want people to love the song
Well,
lyrics?
That could be... Okay, so Karaoke Man, keep sending them in, and then we'll play a guess the tune.
So do you want to
do
this? Do you want to do the second one I have here? Because this one doesn't make any sense. Okay.
People love that shit at home, Wanye.
There we go.
Karaoke time. Oh. Lurk all over and through you, baby. Until we reach the stream, you will be on my jockey team. Oh, if you're horny, let's do it. Ride it.
Oh, I know what this is.
My saddle's my waiting. Body. Come and jump on it.
This is a good segment, actually. I'm very pro karaoke. Honestly.
Yeah, dude, I like this.
That is My Pony by Genuine, correct?
Yeah. Karaoke time. What is that from? Does that guy have like a robot at gunpoint?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird. Like the part where he pauses for a second, then you just get horny.
for inflection. What else you got for voicemails?
So there's one that we're not going to play, but it's titled Future Wanye, and it's someone pretending to be Wanye, but actually kind of sounding like him, but Wanye doesn't want to hear it. So
creepy. Not in a bad way.
We'll play when Wanye's not on the pod.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure it isn't creepy. It's creepy to me because I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Pop your earphones out for 3 seconds.
No. We can go to a different one here because we got one more from our Australian friend, S. Miller on the gram. He dropped one in. It's about a minute and a half, though. So it's a long one. Okay, here it is.
Probably more entertaining than us.
Very true.
Yeah, no, fucking g'day, fellas. How you going? I probably shouldn't swear in the intro, but no, sure you won't mind. I've hit the beers and slid into the real life DMs on Insta probably a few too many times. So I thought I'd spice things up and fucking slide new voicemails instead because, you know, she'd be right. Anyway, just got thinking before of like, what is my excuse for leaving this message? And I looked around the room and saw my Nathan Walker signed Oilers jersey. And it just got me thinking, you know, the old Yegmonton boys are fucking 2 from 2, whatever they've had in Australia in the lineup. So I'm just wondering that. Well, I'm just wondering what specifically Oilers Nation, and even more specifically Wanye, is going to do in terms of luring more Australian free agents to play.
So he wants to know what we could do to lure more Australian free agents onto the Oilers.
Okay, his accent.
Before,
hitting the beers.
It's good to hear an Australian voice again.
Yeah.
Yeah. before we answer that question, let's break down this call. He apologizes for swearing and then swears like four more times.
I'm surprised he didn't call us, to be honest, because that's very Australian.
Fair.
Can somebody explain to me who the two Australian hockey players we did have were?
Well, I only know Nathan Walker. I'm trying to think of what else, like, who's...
Didn't he play two games for the Oilers and we won both?
Maybe that was it. Maybe that's what he meant.
I think that was it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. But the weather being in the, you know, 40s might help attract some Australian free agents. You know, you just got to convince them that it's like this more often.
Well, actually, Australians are seeking novelty, so they want to come and see snow and cold, so we can deliver that to them in season.
We'll do an Australian road trip, or a trip up to here, not a road trip, because that's impossible.
Yeah.
Tyler, you in management, that's a long flight.
Oh, I couldn't do that long of a flight. I couldn't go down to Australia. I meant bring Australians up here.
You can't go to Australia.
Well, Tyler tries Australia.
His max was like a 6-hour flight or something.
Yeah, I've never been on a flight longer than...
It's all in your head. You just got to do it. I used to think that too. I used to think a 6-hour flight was going to be the end of my life. But I think
it's fun.
Yeah, no, long flights are fun. You just watch a bunch of shitty movies.
Eat a little snack, chill.
It's quarantine. Entertaining.
Yeah, Tyler tries Australia.
So specifically, what am I going to do to bring more Australian free agents to town?
Well, yeah. We can make sure, well, two things. We can make sure the pint is stocked up with Bundaberg rum.
Fair.
We could even do a nation Bundaberg run. We can do a cross, so we can co-brand it. We'll make sure that chicken parms are on the menu.
Yeah, chicken Love parm it. And fries, everybody gets it.
We'll get the 4-20 pies stocked up at Chalmers' favorite 7-Eleven.
Delish.
We'll get the cherry ripes in the freezer.
Some red frogs, maybe.
Some red frogs. We'll make sure we'll import some 4X and some Han Super Dry.
Yeah.
Make sure they feel like they're at home.
Get some Tim Tams.
VBs. Some Stubbies.
Where is he from? Is he from Brizzy? Where is he from?
I think so.
Then he won't like VB. That's a Southern
It's an Australian. Insult. How
that's
dare
Victorian
you?
Victorian beer.
How dare you offer someone from Brisbane a VB?
Well, you got to give them the 4X or Han Super Dry. Let's go to.
A little bit of Foster.
We have to. The one thing the Aussies do, and I wish it would take. No. Is that
they call them prawns? Actually,
lawn bowling and lawn bowling clubs is such a social scene.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. So you go like you plan your night. Like you go Friday night to a lawn bowling club, and it is an absolute party. It's
and
unreal.
Another thing Australians do that I was lucky enough to do is if you get like a 5-day cricket test.
Oh yeah,
you're getting hammered for a week.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. We'll definitely throw a Boxing Day test match event to make you feel at home. We'll watch Australia play whoever they end up playing with.
We can watch NFL games.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we'll definitely have
NFL. You can do like Jay did when I brought Steel Sidebottom into it.
Yep.
And you're like, it's Buddy Franklin, you dipshit. Those are both AFL jokes.
Yep.
That'll make you feel at home, future Oilers free agents.
Yeah, well, we definitely, this isn't Swans country. We'll shit on,
nope.
Sorry. Magpies country. We'll definitely shit on the Magpies for you.
To make you feel at home, we'll make sure all the servers in the restaurants you go to are paid $40 an hour, guaranteed, and have terrible service.
Yes, we'll definitely do
that. That'll make you feel at home.
My girlfriend was a server in Australia for like 6 months when she lived down there. She's
made like $300,000 a year.
Yeah, like that's what she talked about. She said like if you worked a Sunday, it would be like $31 an hour or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tipping.
We'll charge you rent by the week.
And I made very good money.
Rent by the week, hey?
Rent by the week.
So it looks less scary in the ads.
What else will we do? We'll get in, you know what? For every Aussie player that comes here gets their own ute.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Got to get them a ute. That's a, for you,
El Camino.
Ram Chuck, like an El Camino.
Call back in. Leave more messages. It was nice to hear Australian talk. I love it.
And they also have those crosswalk things we'll need to add everywhere where it's like those. We don't have that.
Oh yeah,
our sound isn't nearly as rhythmic.
Yeah, we'll teach our local elk, to bound like a kangaroo.
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know that kangaroo was the Aboriginal word for "I don't understand the question"? And when they first, I think Europeans came to Australia, they pointed at a kangaroo and said, "What is that?" And the Aboriginal person said, "I don't understand the question," or kangaroo, and that's how the word kangaroo was invented.
Sam Miller, we would like you to confirm this question to us. Or this,
now
this
that
idea.
Is from the movie The Arrival, Jack? Starring Amy Adams. Now it was a linguistics professor in the movie telling the story. I would assume it's true, but let's run it through the filter of our boy.
Mm-hmm.
I assume everybody in Australia knows the answer to that question.
Do you remember that SNL skit when it was like Australian cinema? And one of the jokes was...
Kangaroo, I guess.
That's kind of on brand of that story. Anyways.
Also, we're going to need to, if I'm thinking my Australians correctly, we're all going to need to raise our shorts about 3-4 to 6 inches.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're at.
Yeah. We got to get our own hot pants.
Yep.
You got to be fighting fit at all times.
Yep.
All right. I think we got a lot accomplished this week on the podcast. I think we got a date for disc golf. We got through our voicemails. If you want to keep leaving us voicemails, because we really do appreciate them.
Especially if you're Australian.
Yep. Speakpipe.com/reallifepod. It's in both our Twitter bio and our Instagram bio as well. It is the easiest process ever. You can, if you leave a 30-second voicemail in total, this process will not take you more than a minute. Like, you just put your name, hit record, hit send, and bang, you're done. So lots of good questions. We had another one on here from Adam, but that one was a super nerdy Oilers question, so I'm assuming it's meant for Oilers Nation Radio. And Chandler sent us one as well that is meant for Ask the Idiots on Oilers Nation Radio.
I love Ask the Idiots.
I've got something. I'm trying to just wait. Here we go. 1 second.
See if this. And thanks, Future Wanye, for making your message too.
1 second.
I want to hear the nerdy Oilers question so I can scoff at it.
No.
Okay. Well, I was trying to bring some breaking news bulletin music. I've got something.
What?
I've got something. We're doing something. We're announcing it now. We'll be promoting it right away.
Oh,
but
this better be good.
Well, Alberta, God bless you. People have been going and getting vaccinated and they're allowing us to do some more things. So I'd like to announce today that the Nation Golf Tournament will be happening August.
What?
Oh, nice.
August when?
Stay tuned. Launching it. August 26th. That better be the Thursday.
July, August 26th, the Thursday. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Pencil it in. More details to come. Can't wait.
That sounds exciting to me.
That's why I was trying to find breaking music on my iPhone. Just couldn't do it.
And you were going to play it on your iPhone. Can you do that? Can you play music on your iPhone and have us hear
it? I was going to play it into, I was playing it into my microphone.
I should get a breaking news sounder on my thing. All I have, I could have played this.
Beyond Big Brother. Ooh, that launches in news. Like 2 weeks. That launches July 7th or something. Next week, actually.
Yeah, it's next Thursday. Week.
Are we all going to get into it and talk about it breathlessly every week, pissing off our 11 listeners?
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm also going to be watching that weird, creepy, furry show that Netflix is launching in July also. I can't.
Now, when does this? Sorry to interrupt the podcast. When does the season start again?
I think July 7th.
The NHL season?
Could be wrong.
Oh, sorry. Big Brother starts July 7th. When's the NHL season start?
October
12th.
Normal. They're going to do an 82 game thing.
Yep.
See, I don't know if I like that. And like the 56 game season was great.
Well, they can't chop a third of the revenue out.
Yeah.
I know they can't, but like, wasn't it like, I feel. Going back to the 82 game season this year, I'm excited about it, but I feel around March, it's going to be a real slog to get through the last little bit towards the playoffs.
Well, as a business that heavily relies on hockey season, the longer it is, the better it is for business.
Going for 162 game season. And
I want baseball. I want a 4-minute off season.
Training. I want them to start the new season during the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, Vancouver. Mm. Vancouver starts their season.
Vancouver and Calgary are still playing, so that actually works.
So since we're talking about hockey right now, I did come prepared with a very extensive breakdown of what I thought was going to happen in the Lightning Canadian season.
Are you
betting? I just wondered if we were going to talk about it.
Are you betting?
We should. How about the Habs?
Yeah.
I cannot cheer for another Canadian team outside of the Edmonton Oilers.
Will not.
But Is it for me, it just feels validating to everyone that hated on the North Division.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see that.
That chatter is quieted down a lot.
And if you think the Habs are going to win, this is a little quick betting report brought to you by our friends at oddshark.com. Everything you need to make the sharper play, oddshark.com. The Habs aren't even that big of underdogs. Like, I thought it was going to be worse than this. The Lightning are -278 on the series money line. And -143 to win this series in 6 games or earlier. If you're looking for some value, like our friend Scott Hastings would say, I would wait until the Habs win a game and the series is either tied up at one or the Habs are up at some point, because that's where you're going to get some serious value. So I would personally hold off for now. Although the series to go more than 5.5 games pays out -139. I kind of like that. I could see this thing going six.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I can't, like, Montreal has taken down some juggernauts.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Carey Price is out of his mind.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. But this is like, the boss at the end of the end of the video game. I just don't see it happening.
But a lot of people, Price is such a good goalie, man. For him to be this hot now, I don't know.
Vasilevskiy's stats are actually better.
A lot of people would say the same thing about Vegas, though, where there was just no chance for Montreal, and
it's playoff hockey, man. They're going to grind it out and play these tight, low-scoring games. And if the Habs find a way to do that, I'd say they have a 50-50 shot at winning this series. Like, there is a chance that the Lightning just go pedal to the floor, but.
I'm going for Tampa because I want our boy Patty Maroon. A three-peat for Pat Maroon would be dope.
A good story by
a good story by
Frank Saravalli on dailyfaceoff.com. He's got one up about Patrick Maroon and his path to winning three straight Stanley Cups and being the first player in the expansion era to win three straight cups with two different teams. He also has one up right now on Mark Bergevin's bullet-riddled road to the Stanley Cup final. So a couple of great pieces up online from our boy Frank.
Actually, just if we're talking about Saravalli content on dailyfaceoff.com, he's going to have a ton of articles coming this week. He sent his content plan for the week for the Stanley Cup finals, and it's going to be a busy week at DFO, Daily Faceoff.
He has hit the ground running. So this is still surreal for me. So I'm going to walk you through a text exchange I had with Sir Frank Saravalli this morning.
We call him Sir now.
Oh, well, I'm just out of a sign of respect because
I missed the last podcast. Does he work for the company now?
So
he does. Carry on.
We need to connect on something. So I text.
That's where we put our Soldier Boy money.
Probably a better spend.
Then we've got Saravalli in the intro going. That'd be good.
My Wi-Fi is so bad.
Okay, Jay. Yeah. What's your story here?
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is so bad. So I text Saravalli this morning. I'm like, free to chat. Hey, ready? He goes, not right now. Typing out a story. Then Marty Brodeur is calling me in an hour for another story. I'll be free this afternoon.
Casual stuff.
What in the actual fuck is going on?
The behind the scenes, because we've been doing the podcast now for a while. The behind the scenes conversations with Frank are the absolute best because he's not name dropping to like be cool or whatever. He's doing it because it's like a part of the story he's telling and it doesn't matter to him. But he'll just be like, yada, 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 yada. This GM called me and like we were talking about this and this and this. And then this head coach was on hold and I was like, oh man, one sec, I gotta let you go. This head coach is calling me and it's like, oh fuck me, Frank.
I know it's a whole new level.
Like actually.
Learn to be like that, your M Chuck. Learn at the feet of the master and be the next Frank Saravalli.
He's like 6 years older than me. I can't catch him.
Well, fuck, there's room for you and him. You're on the same damn show.
Fair enough.
You are him. Never mind. Carry on.
All right. We're going to wrap this thing up. Give a quick shout out to our friends at manscaped.com where we got a promo code and it is real life. You're already hot as hell out because the weather is absolutely nuts here in Edmonton. So make sure your own are nice and trimmed up. 20% off and free shipping with the promo code real life. Manscaped.com. Get yourself that lawnmower 4.0 and leave us a voicemail while you're at it as well. Speakpipe.com, real life pod.
I never got to give my extensive breakdown of the Stanley Cup final.
I thought you what do you think is going to happen, Chalmers?
I'll do it next week.
Tyler, you'd like to know I did a full detailing with my Manscaped today. I feel much better. Thank you.
Good work. Good work.
Not a boy.
All right. I am about to vomit from the heat, so we will wrap this
up. I noticed
boy
you've got you've gotten progressively shinier as the podcast has gone.
I'm wet right now.
And you're kind of turning.
Like I'm wet right now. Let's record that for the new intro with Soldier Boy. I'm wet right now.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I actually don't feel good, so we're going to wrap this up. Episode 294 of the Real Life Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to the four of you. And with the final bits of energy I have in my body, I do this.
Great job on making it through the entire hour of the Real Life Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.